today. And periodically, there will be a drought that is bad enough that the Ohio River will just turn off. Mm-hmm. Nothing feeds the lake. It evaporates down, and you get these old shorelines, you know, to reemerge again.
Yeah.
So it's just, we're just seeing glimpses of that history. And the canoes are telling exactly the same story. The wood that the canoes are made out of goes from the kind of wood you would see in open prairie savanna environments, over time changing to closed canopy forest, you know, showing that the climate is changing and the forests are regrowing. And so then you're just seeing drought, drought, drought near the end.
That's absolutely fascinating. We're talking with Dr. Amy Roseborough. She is the Wisconsin State Archaeologist, and got to take a break here coming up shortly, Doctor. But when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about can common everyday Wisconsin folk like me and most of our listeners, will we ever get a chance to see these canoes? How are they preserved, number one? Because, I mean, you can't just like set them on a shelf somewhere, I would think. And what's ahead? Dr. Amy Roseborough, Wisconsin State Archaeologist, is our guest. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show right here across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the Center, WRCE.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour, CBS News Radio or ABC News Radio, depending upon which station across the state you're listening to. Little sports and weather update, and then into the Maggie Dawn Show all across Wisconsin. Maggie Dawn every afternoon from 2 until 4, followed by the Dom Salvia Show, and then Pete Schwabba and Nightlight here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Right now, we are honored to be joined by the Wisconsin State Archaeologist. She is Dr. Amy Roseborough, who is here talking about this. It just blows my mind, Doctor. I'll be honest. This archaeological find in Lake Mendota, which those that might be from around the state, where is Lake Mendota? It's in Dane County. It's one of the two main lakes that border the isthmus and or create the isthmus in Madison. It's the bigger of the lakes. It's on the side of the UW campus. So if you've ever been down to the terrace, Todd and Kelly Call's favorite spot to watch the sunset, that's the lake we're talking about, right, Doctor?
Absolutely. I mean, right out in Madison's back door.
Yeah. And here we are, a diver happens upon this. We think it's one canoe, or you folks thought it was one, and you stumble upon essentially a site of an ancient civilization.
That's just it. And, you know, canoes that represent thousands of years of indigenous history in Madison, and they really remind us that, you know, this is indigenous territory. Yeah, the ancestors of the Ho-Chunk were here. The Ho-Chunk themselves were here. And then you get back thousands of years. Our oldest canoe fragment is 4,500 years old. By that point, you're talking about the ancestors of most of Wisconsin's Native nations, if not all. So it's a story of, you know, persistence and resilience and just the connection to this land. And we've been absolutely honored to be working with our Native nations as collaborators on this. Mm-hmm. To see, okay, how should these canoes be handled going forward? How should they be displayed? How should they be interpreted? And I think we have some amazing things coming up with their help for the people of Wisconsin.
I don't want to gloss over what something you just said. 4,500 years old is the oldest canoe fragments you've come across so far, correct?
Yes.
4,500. Has the state archaeologist or department, have you ever found artifacts dating back that far?
We have. You know, it's not uncommon. And the oldest artifacts we have in Wisconsin documented are around 14,000 years old. Wow. So right at the end of the Ice Age.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're little stone ships that are connected actually with mammoth and mastodon bones in Kenosha County.
Mm-hmm.
And you've asked the Ho-Chunk, the Menominee, Dakota, they say, oh, we've been here since time immemorial. You know, you shouldn't be surprised. So I don't know why we are.
Right.
But these are
us as European white descendants, yeah. I guess. Oh wow, there's something 4,500 years old.
Wow. but there are stone tools. You know, stone survives almost forever, and you know, any farmer in Wisconsin can tell you, oh, I've picked this up or that up. And you know, sometimes people send us pictures, or they bring us the points, and we can say, yeah, that's 5,000 years old. That's 8,000 years old. That's 10,000 years old. And you know, people have been on this land for a very, very long time. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to something perishable. Wood, ooh, that's new,
right.
And an entire watercraft. You know, the pickup truck of the day. That's an amazing find.
About 3.5 minutes left. I don't want to go without asking to get the answer on this one. How are these artifacts preserved, and will there become a day working with the tribal leaders, indigenous folks in Wisconsin, where all Wisconsinites, all folks will be able to look at these things, to view them?
Oh, they sure will. Yeah. So the canoes are currently sitting in a bath. It's a substance called polyethylene glycol, or PEG. If you've ever eaten a Skittle, you've eaten PEG.
Really?
It's a non-toxic wax. It's also a component in vaccines. So it took us a little while to get enough of this to conserve the consume. It was going someplace else for a while.
Imagine.
But they are soaking in this. It's going to remove the water from the wood and help support it once they're dried out. Because if we took them out now, they'd just crumble to dust. So the polyethylene glycol, or the PEG, is preserving them. Then they'll sit in that bath for about another year and a half. Then they'll go to a freeze-drying facility in Texas for a couple of months. And then by then, we hope that our new history center will be built on Madison's Capitol Square. So it's scheduled to open in 2027. And canoes are going to have pride of place in the Human Landscapes Gallery with lots of interpretation.
Yeah, as well they should, in my opinion. And for those of us who work and live in Madison, there's a demolition going down right now, where the former State Historical Society was, and that's going to be the site eventually, correct?
That will be the site, yeah, right next to the Capitol. So perfect for all the school groups that come in. So they're going to be able to go visit the Capitol and go see some canoes.
About a minute left here. How significant is this find in your world?
It's huge. It is absolutely huge. So when the first canoe came up and was recovered, we actually made Time Team's Top 10 Discoveries of the Year. And if you're an archaeologist, that's like the Hall of Fame.
Wow.
You know, we beat out 30,000-year-old footprints in White Sands National Monument, and they're a little annoyed at us for that. But, you know, hey.
A throwdown archaeologist.
Yeah, Time Team. So Time Team's based in Britain. So this story went global. You know, when it was picked up at Japan and Russia and Great Britain, Ireland. And so, yeah. Everyone likes canoes.
And I think everybody loves, or most people love, Wisconsin history. And in a time where, you know, certain events that are happening in 2 or 3 weeks here divide us, this is a great unifying story that all of us of Wisconsinites should be proud of, I think, we've discovered this, and through your great work and your colleagues, it is being preserved. And there's a story being told. It's not lost on me that Monday is Columbus, quote-unquote, / Indigenous Peoples Day, and now we're talking about this, and again, proving that Indigenous folks were here thousands of years before any of the rest of us.
And it's their story to tell, so we've just been very honored to help, you know, bring this forward.
Yeah, I know our friend Robert Pilot, the host of Native Roots Radio, who is on this network every night, just somebody I admire, and telling these stories that need to be told of Indigenous folks all across the state of Wisconsin. Really appreciate it, Dr. Amy Roseborough, Wisconsin State Archaeologist. Thank you for coming and spending time with us today.
Okay, thank you.
Always a pleasure. Also, thanks to J.B. Van Hollen, former Attorney General, Mandela Barnes, former Lieutenant Governor of Wisconsin, Kelly Call, producer of the great new film, Just a Bit Outside, and Dr. Amy Roseborough. And, of course, Mr. Zommers, our wonderful producer and engineer, and all of you for listening. Todd Allball saying, whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Maggie Dawn's next. Have a great day.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I talk with the vice president of the Bartell Theater in Madison. Steve Knoll joins me to talk about the scary movies you can see all month, and we discuss the anniversary of Pulp Fiction.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Autumn is in the air, and like the leaves, prices are falling at Harbor Freight's parking lot sale. Going on now. We've got tons of products on sale, like 3-ton jacks for under $100, 5,000-watt generators $250 off, plus dual bevel miter saws at nearly half the price of the competition. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until 10/13/24. Most supplies last, so hurry in. Limitations apply.
It's Badger football on WRCE, AM 1450, FM 107.7, part of the Civic Media Network. We're proud to bring you coverage of college football all season long, right here on WRCE Radio, on your Civic Media app, and also live online at WRCE.FM or WRCO.com. We now go live for today's coverage of Badger football.
Go Badgers, go Packers, go to McFarland's. Sorry, I got on a roll. But if you want to put points on the board, it's hard to go wrong when you pass, kick, or just run into McFarland's. With tires, hardware, egg machinery, and power equipment sales, parts, and service, chainsaws, snowblowers, RTVs, as well as rental equipment for projects and parties, well, it's a no-brainer touchdown to shop here at McFarland's, 780 Carolina Street, one block south of Highway 12 in Sauk City.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Power slowly returning to some Florida residents, but electric is still out to over 1.6 million customers in the wake of Hurricane Milton and the tornadoes that it spawned. President Biden heads there tomorrow.
The president will visit Florida on Sunday to tour the damage, and there is a lot to see on both coasts. Here on the east, those deadly tornadoes, and of course, the flooding on the west coast.
ABC's Victor Akendo. 22 people were killed overnight in Jabalia in the West Bank and Israeli airstrikes, according to the Gaza Ministry of Health. The IDF this morning ordering that city to be evacuated, indicating the attacks will be part of a longer operation. Another 22 people at least killed in Israeli airstrikes in central Beirut. Local reports that a Hezbollah official was the target. In a letter released this morning, her doctors say Vice President Kamala Harris is in excellent health and that her last physical in April was unremarkable. Former President Trump has not released his medical records. This is ABC News. Friday night's NHL season opener was more than a game. It was a sign of hope and unity after the recent storms. The Carolina Hurricanes took on the Tampa Bay Lightning. Both teams' home states hit hard by Hurricanes Helene and Milton. ABC's Bianca Holman was at the Lenovo Center in Raleigh, North Carolina, talking to fans.
Kids and grandkids in hurricane gear and parents in blue and white.
We lived in Sarasota for 25 years.
Wow. The McKnight family now live just west of Asheville, so this precious time with family has a deeper meaning with the remnants of Hurricane Helene just missing their home. Marissa sharing.
I'm originally from Lakeland, Florida.
Thankfully, her grandmother Rita evacuated for Hurricane Milton.
They did lose power. They have a generator, some broken windows, and things of that nature.
Lightning fans going home with the win, but also so much more.
Jews around the world observing Yom Kippur. The Day of Atonement is marked by prayer, fasting, and reflection. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone?
I can't go into the library without a date.
Interesting.
Yes, I'm no loser.